This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I carry my card everywhere I go because I carry a gun everywhere I go. So... Paladin, there's about to be a new intro for Lock and Load. And it will, I don't know about the war drums part, but there's a new one coming. Anyway, Second Call Defense, join them, join me. I heartily recommend them. Now, just a week before, Comey got out there and announced the Bureau would not recommend charges be filed against former Secretary of State Pantsuit for storing and transferring top-secret classified information on multiple private unsecured email servers. Attorney General Loretta Lynch had a private meeting with former President Slick Willie Clinton on her private jet in Phoenix. After being caught by a local reporter, Lynch claimed the email investigation wasn't discussed and that social topics like grandchildren and golf were the topics of the day. She said the same yesterday. Well, she said the same when she was having her congressional testimony. According to a report from the New York Post, FBI agents believe an inside deal was struck on that plane to keep Hillary Clinton free of indictment. Considering the severe retaliation inside the Obama administration against those who speak out, FBI agents are cited anonymously. FBI agents investigating the Clinton email servers were also forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement. In an unusual move, FBI agents working the Hillary Clinton email case had to sign a special form reminding them not to blab about the probe to anyone else unless called to testify. Sources said they had never heard of the case briefing acknowledgement form being used before, though all agents must initially sign non-disclosure agreements to obtain security clearances. One retired FBI chief said, "This is very, very unusual. I've never signed one, never circulated one to others." Meanwhile, FBI agents voiced their disappointment over FBI Director Comey's decision not to recommend charges against Clinton. FBI agents believe there was an inside deal put in place after the Lynch-Clinton tarmac meeting, said one source. Another source from the Justice Department was furious with Comey, saying he's managed to anger everyone left and right. For our purposes, though, move on, because there's nothing to see here. Now, coming from the other side, okay, coming from the anti-gun side, we have this little ditty, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time with it because it's a bunch of junk, But this is a person, actually a law enforcement officer, claiming there's a better way to deal and get people to keep from shooting each other. He says that Obama is mistaken with his gun control agenda because it creates a political morass every time these measures are put forth, and it's not improved anything. Again and again, calls for increased restrictions on assault rifles and magazines get nowhere, despite bipartisan agreement on what he believes is the most important thing. We all want to reduce gun violence. He believes there's different ways to accomplish this goal. He believes that he and his fellow officers in Dallas, by the way, they believe that they can reduce the oppressive levels of daily gun violence that plagues American cities without even raising the question of new gun control legislation. What's this you say? Well, they look at things like, you know, 2/3 of gun deaths are suicides. But what they want to do is they want to engage the bad guys. They want to look at a program. Where was it? Richmond, California. In 2009, they started a program. They theorized that a few bad actors caused most of the problems there. And they found out that 70% of their gun violence in 2008 was caused by fewer than 1% of the city's residents. And that's nothing new. That's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it is nationwide. So they developed this innovative controversial program. They identified the 50 people most likely to shoot someone and engage with them. And they even paid them to participate. They provided career help, training, resume writing, and health care. It asked people what they feared and helped them create plans to mitigate those fears. And from 2007 to 2012, the city experienced a 61% reduction in homicides. So, Devone Boggan, the neighborhood safety director of the Richmond Office of Neighborhood Safety, said, We didn't even ask them to turn in their guns. Considering we aren't negotiating the war zones they do daily, it would reek of privilege for us to make that request. So, I look at this and, you know, I don't see that as a solution, because it's, we're asking criminals to voluntarily stop being criminals, and they were paying them to and giving them benefits. That's only going to work. That is another form of welfare. It's only going to work as long as the budget will allow it. Can you imagine a budget meeting in a municipality where they're bankrupt, which is a lot of them, where they're bankrupt and they're coming up there looking at items to strike off of their payout sheets, and they come up on this thing where they're paying gang members not to shoot other gang members. And what they're getting out of this is they're saying that things went down. They're saying that things went down. Don't know that that's true. I mean, they're saying that their rate went down, and if it did, well, then maybe that should be looked at. However, once again, it's all based upon it's voluntary for us to pay them to not be criminals, and it's voluntary for the criminals to take the pay, which I can assure you, if they're making $5 million a month like some of these drug pushers do, and they're looking at getting paid $350 a week plus health care, they're probably not going to bite that one. Now, wouldn't you think? But I saw that, and it's interesting, and at the same time, I need more information on that. That's just not enough. That's just not enough. But they didn't call for gun control. Like they said, they were not calling for gun control. What they're doing is just another, it's another welfare program for criminals. Yeah, so I'm sure that's going to work good. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live, Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio. This is Lock Mode. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. For one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Don't leave home without it. Do not. Now then, at both, we've got presidential conventions coming up, and hovering behind them will be the dark specter of Islam. The question to ask is, what does its resurgence mean for the Western world, and what role will it and its radical, fanatical followers play? And each political party will have to come to grips with Islam's evil presence. In the Western world, many think that if they just treat Muslim and Muslim nations friendly and fairly, eventually they will become friends and perhaps even as close as brothers and sisters. But a few years ago, an honest Muslim leader said, no matter how much you Americans help us and no matter how desperately we may need your help when we are in trouble, there can never be a marriage between us. To us Muslims, you Christians will always be infidels. We should make no mistake that that would lead to bloodshed. Perhaps this is why, after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, joyful crowds of Muslims poured into the streets worldwide, celebrating the massacre of innocent American civilians. No Muslim leader publicly proclaimed that the beheading of newsman Daniel Pearl was cruel and barbaric, and that his country would not rest until the terrorists who committed the horrific act were captured and brought to justice. No one. Not a single Muslim leader publicly pledged to stand with us and fight on our side. One of Islam's greatest disappointments is its failure to stand up for what is right and to condemn and oppose the evil and wickedness rampant in Muslim nations and societies. Some so-called moderate Muslims will always experience a twinge of joy at the death of a non-Muslim killed by a radical Islamist. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was right. He said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Over and over again, almost to the point of nausea, we're lied to and told that Islam is a religion of peace. Once again, and I won't get tired of saying this, but understand this, Islam is a political system. It is not a religion. This is not the Baptists, the Pentecostals. No, this is a political system. It's a political party. If we need to get overly simple here, let's do it. It's like a Democrat or Libertarian or Republican, Muslim, Islamic, whatever. It's an evil political system whose propaganda mantra is that a majority of Muslims want to live in peace. But what they want is irrelevant. It is only what happens, what they say or do or don't do that counts. Their words mean nothing. Most Muslim refugees, legal and illegal, try to implant their host country an evil political system. In their host country, an evil political system. Such as the Nazis implanted one in Germany and Mao planted the communist revolution in China. It's happening right now in Europe as we speak. The result is the same. Death, betrayal, and misery. Right now in Britain, they walk around, the Muslims walk around saying, this is our country now. We've taken over your country. So there can never be a true friendship between a democratic people in the Western sense and Islam. The Quran forbids this. Today, many Muslim refugees refuse to make a genuine commitment to learning and adopting the new country's democratic system of government, culture, and civilization. They will not assimilate. They intend to take over like a disease, to propagate like a contagion. Only by doing that could they become one with their new homeland if they assimilated, but reject that status in preference to being governed by the Quran and Sharia law. Quoting from a widely circulated statement, it is the radical Muslim fanatics who bomb, behead, murder, or honor kill It is the fanatics who take over mosque after mosque. It is the fanatics who zealously spread the stoning and hanging of rape victims and homosexuals. It is the fanatics who teach their young to kill and become suicide bombers. But in the same time, we do not honestly vet or screen them. And these are the kind of people Obama is importing into the United States. Historically, learning the mother language of the new country to which they are fleeing has become part of the assimilation process. But today, Muslims seem less interested in transferring their culture, politics, and religion to the new country than learning how to be assimilated. How will the Western world assimilate these masses of Islamic refugees? They will be assimilated because the Muslim world is in resurgence, and only the United States and Western Europe seem to be able or willing to reach out to them and help their situation, which is the wrong thing to do. We do not need to help their situation. What makes this situation even worse is that Islamic political systems have no history of standing for justice and freedom. This is what makes it so surprising to have so many Muslim placed in so many high-ranking jobs in the U.S., where they can influence the creation and implementation of highly sensitive Islamic policy. We've let the fox into the henhouse. It will be much harder to dislodge this here in this country than it would have been to keep it out in the first place. But it's in. It is in. And now, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of choice, do we? We have to do something about this, don't we? And for any of you, you know, that if somebody thinks that this... There is no such thing as Islamophobia. I'm not afraid of Islam. Maybe that's foolish. But I'm not going to be the one that, you know, runs from them. I might get killed doing it, but I'm not going to be the one doing that. And that's something they might understand, and I don't really honestly care, to be honest with you. But they're here, like a tick. And we're going to have to do something to get that off of the nation's fourth point of contact, because they're gorging on us, and they intend to assimilate us. They're like the Borg. Resistance is futile. Except it doesn't have to be. We just have to resist. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Performance Made Specialty Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Join them. If you carry a gun for self-defense, join them. If you carry a gun in your car, join them. If you have a gun in the house, join them. If you have a weapon for any reason that you carry in any way, for self-defense, join them. You will be glad you did. If you've been getting your information solely from Pantsuit Clinton or the Attorney General Loretta Lynch, you might have assumed that Hillary Clinton's email scandal is behind us, right? Judicial Watch, they filed a whole bunch of briefs, and they have an upcoming hearing to show otherwise. They are pursuing her sworn testimony to get to the heart of her incessant and flagrant mishandling of government documents. They had an article up on Fox News earlier this week. It's no surprise that neither Hillary Clinton nor the Obama State Department agrees with our request to depose Mrs. Clinton concerning her exclusive use of her nonstate.gov email account to house and send tens of thousands of official emails through her entire tenure as Secretary of State. What is notable is that the State Department finally admits that Clinton's practice of supposedly emailing other state officials using her non-state.gov account was not an appropriate method of preserving federal records or making them available for searches under FOIA. Second, it is both significant and disturbing that Hillary Clinton now asserts a private claim of right
over her non-state.gov email account, including any of the 55,000 pages of federal records she returned to the State Department. She further claims that these and other emails, including emails that may have contained classified information, have never been the property of or in the possession or control of the State Department. How is that possible? How do you possibly make that statement when you were the Secretary of State? You're conducting federal business. Important here is the difference between the State Department's and Mrs. Clinton's most fundamental claims as to why neither agency staff nor Mrs. Clinton should testify. The State Department claims that no one in the agency really knew anything about Mrs. Clinton's non-state.gov email system, so there's nothing left to say. Mrs. Clinton, on the other hand, claims that everyone in the agency knew all about her non-state.gov system, so once again, there's nothing left to say. So the Judicial Watch lawsuit is forcing more government transparency. Following a prior court order, State Department asked the FBI FBI for any Clinton emails it recovered. This week, the FBI wrote back and said it would turn over the emails that Mrs. Clinton had either deleted or held back from the American people. Slowly, this is unraveling. That's not good. It's not good for pantsuit. She wants to be. She wants to be the grand poobah, the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. We can't have this getting in the way. We get this from a Muslim journalist. Nice attacks happen because France is an Islamophobic nation. Hours after the terror attack, an editor of a Muslim news organization claimed the attack happened because France is an Islamophobic nation. Roshan Salih, the editor of British Muslim news website Five Pillars, later claimed that moronic reactions to his original tweet would not only lead to more violence, or would only lead to more violence. And initially, he tweeted, "France is an Islamophobic nation with a hugely destructive foreign policy, and these horrible attacks are a terrible blowback." Previously, he worked for Al Jazeera. Of course, he got jacked up over that one, so he doubled down on Twitter. "The moronic reaction to my obvious truths about French foreign policy and Islamophobia is indicative of why the cycle of violence will not stop." Well, okay. Then we have this, and this doesn't surprise me. The French National Assembly has revealed that French authorities suppressed eyewitness reports that during the Paris attack in November, that Islamic State terrorists brutally tortured and mutilated victims at the Bataclan Music Hall during last November's attacks. They reportedly gouged out victims' eyes, castrated men, disemboweled several people, stabbed women in their genitals, among other horrific crimes. I can't imagine what else they would do. To make matters worse, investigators told the assembly that they believe the torture and mutilation of bodies was recorded on video to potentially be used in ISIS propaganda videos. In response, French medical staff did not initially release the bodies of those who were tortured to their families. Additionally, the assembly committee in charge of the investigation found that some French authorities initially suppressed reports of torture. The president of the committee, Georges Finch, read out a letter he received from one of the torture victims for record. "On the causes of the death of my son A at the Forensic Institute in Paris, I was told, and what a shock it was for me at that moment, that they had cut off his reproductive system and put it in his mouth, and that he was disemboweled. I found that he had no right eye. I made the remark, I was informed that they had punctured his eye and sliced down the right side of his face, where there was a very large hematoma that we could all see." After reading the letter, Finch interrogated Paris Chief of Police Michel Cadeau and other officials as to why some French authorities were denying the torture allegations despite eyewitness reports. Cadeau said because police found no knife or other sharp device at the scene, that they could not assess the veracity of the claims. Another official claimed that some of the bodies were mutilated at the Bataclan due to explosions. Finnish pushed authorities on the question, asked if automatic weapons and explosions would have the ability to put a man's reproductive system in his own mouth. The authorities responded they did not have any information on that question. Why would the French authorities suppress that? They've just been attacked. 130 people dead, 300 some odd wounded. Why would they suppress that? And what did they suppress this time? What did they suppress with Charlie Hebdo? Now that's the question that has to be asked every time. What are they suppressing? What are they suppressing? Until, you know, the problem with France is that the French citizens can't defend themselves. And they have no way to go get that right now today. And their law enforcement and their government is leaving out a whole lot of stuff that they need to know about with their open borders as they welcome more and more and more Islamics into their country. Doesn't surprise me, because they're infidels. You can do that kind of thing to infidel. But, you know. We'll be right back.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is the last time on the firing line, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. By all means, check them out. Join me, because I have joined them. Personally, if I think that, if a pantsuit were to win, Jupiter would probably veer wildly off course and crash into Toad Suck, Arkansas. That's more of an opinion than a scientific fact, but I would be willing to bet money on it. Recently, I've had somebody say, what's the big deal if Hillary wins? What difference would it really make? And, you know, it's about the Supreme Court. That's what it boils down to. It's all about the Supreme Court. So then he's, you know, the response is, so if we get Heller overturned, it won't make that much of a difference. And actually, it will. Heller McDonald remaining unoverruled is everything. These two decisions confirmed by the Supremes are the last-ditch legal defense against all sorts of malodorous behavior from any branch of government, federal, state, or local. The primary reason that the Supreme Court makeup is everything is that it serves as the last check and balance for any governmental activity. While it does rule on court cases, those cases arise from a wide variety of legal disputes, challenge lawsuits, civil lawsuits, opposition to illegal actions by the executive branches of government. In short, a Supreme Court friendly to the anti-gun crowd will allow near boundless bad behavior by all branches of government. Although the tactics will vary, the net effect of a host of actions will result in what are effectively gun bans. John Lott points out how recently we actually did have outright gun bans on the books. Until 2008, Washington, D.C. had a complete handgun ban. It was also a felony to put a bullet in the chamber of a gun. In effect, this was a complete ban on guns. In District of Columbia versus Heller, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down these laws. So without any further ado, consider some of the things we might see if pantsuit, what difference does it make Clinton gets to pick the new Supremes? And the really bad thing about this is just a short list of some of the possibilities. Imagine a dedicated team dreaming up stuff like this for the next 8 years. You might need to change your shorts. And don't worry about this list giving anyone ideas. These people, while misguided, are smart and playing a long-term game of disarm the populace. And it's a three-dimensional chess like on Star Trek. They are already thinking about, and in some cases, doing all of these things. The only difference is that we currently have a split Supreme Court and two massively important rulings that keep their desires in check. First thing that would happen would be that executive orders or executive actions will no longer be challengeable. The Supremes can't hurry love, but they can hurry up the gov. Remember who gets to decide if a presidential executive order or executive action is legal and constitutional? That's right. It's the Supremes. A friendly Supreme Court with a 5-4 or 6-3 majority will lube the West Wing with super slick policy grease to speed Her Majesty's desires from Bloomberg's mouth to legally enforceable law, even if it's wrapped in policy rather than legislation. We already have a president that just takes executive action even though he legally can't. Recently, some of his non-gun related paper and pen laws have been struck down by the Supremes. Now imagine a Supreme Court gleefully loyal to the Wicked Witch or wherever she comes from. And there's an endless list of executive order or action possibilities that could make our lives miserable. Daily audits of your local gun store that last 6 to 8 months each. Mandated micro-stamping, mandatory smart gun production. How about increasing the regulation requirements placed on manufacturers by infinity percent? Use your imagination. You'll scare yourself half to death. Then there's the gun and ammo taxes. If you think parking tickets without representation is bad, consider the possibility of infinite gun and ammo taxes. How do you feel about a $500 gun safety tax or a $1 pulled bullet because of children tax? Shouldn't be laughing about that. It's been done before. Back in 1934, the National Firearms Act tacked a $200 tax on silencers, machine guns, and other guns deemed evil. Handguns were supposed to be included in that bill, but that was too much political opposition on that one. And back then, that $200 equated to about $3,500 in today's dollars. So when that little gem was enacted, the entire purpose was to create a de facto gun ban, as no one would be able to afford them. And Hillary has promoted gun and ammo taxes to help offset the high cost of gun violence. The other thing is that any state that wants to can act like California with a K. Imagine a dozen or so states of fruits and nuts rather than just a couple. Without a potential constitutional check and balance by the Supreme Court, states can implement any ridiculous law that they so desire. And if you don't think it can happen, look at California with a K. Then while you're at it, read up on the process behind the New York SAFE Act. That makes Hillary Rodham's legal behavior look virginal in comparison. Consider the new favored Bloombergian strategy of funding ballot initiatives with issues that are far too complex to be communicated to voters. The opposition has built soundbite marketing campaigns that sound good on the surface so people vote for them. Then she wants to create enough liability to drive manufacturers out of business. This is the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act of 2005, signed into law for one reason. They tried to bankrupt the gun companies by taking them to court. She wants to repeal that. This is no different than a drunk driving victim suing General Motors and Budweiser or a drowning victim's family suing the water company. The whole intent of this never-ending string of lawsuits was to make it too expensive to do business. So what can you do? If any of those lists scare you, well, first of all, get off your butt and get ready to vote. Get ready to vote. And you need to bring all of your family members with you and all of your friends, and you need to pester everybody you know. And you need to look at all the gun owners out there. There's enough gun owners out there right now today. If we all said we were going to vote for Trump, done. It's done. If every gun owner voted, there would be no such thing as a gun control movement. There would be none of it. Instead, It's dead. You know. Here in South Carolina, it doesn't really matter because we're not going to be on Hillary's electoral map. So I'm going to vote that way anyway, though, because I'm going to be one of millions, just like you should be one of millions. But if you live in Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania and Florida, you really need to be getting out. You need to be taking everybody you know. Like him or not, the Supreme Court is the issue here today. The Supreme Court, immigration. Hillary wants this to be Islamabad. She wants there to be more Dearbornistans, and she wants there to be, you know, I live in Green, right outside of Greenville, so maybe we could have a Greenvillistan, and she wants all of that. Plus, she wants to take away guns, because children. That's what she says, but, you know. So that's your alternatives. And for those of you that are thinking, well, Gary Johnson, libertarian, Bill, I have met Gary Johnson. I have spoken with Gary Johnson. Not this time around, last time around. I'm completely unimpressed, and he picked a gun grabber as his vice president. Weld. So, Gary Johnson, not part of my, he's not even part of the equation as far as I'm concerned. He'll take some percentage points out of there, but I think he's probably going to take them from Hillary because all of Hillary's disaffected voters are going to go somewhere. Maybe they go to Trump. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be back on this on Monday. Everybody stay safe this weekend. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction, head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.